Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Meg Whitman and Steve Poizner debated each other in Costa Mesa last night. Both Republicans are trying to claim the mantle of a real conservative while suggesting the other candidate for governor is actually a liberal. Our Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers was there and filed this report.
Monday night's debate between State Insurance Commissioner Steve Poizner and former eBay CEO Meg Whitman was long on policy and short on confrontation. That kind of serious tone is valuable, but the challenge for Republican primary voters may be the two candidates sound more alike than different. Take their stances on K-12 education. First, Meg Whitman, who said it's not that schools don't have money, but rather that they can't make their own spending decisions.
Let's make sure that we push the accountability down to the local school district. You know, California, if we were a country, we'd be the eighth largest economy in the world. We cannot run education centrally controlled. And that's what's happened. We have to push that money down to the local school districts on a block grant basis.
And sounding much the same, Steve Poizner, who said his year teaching at a high school in Palo Alto shaped his opinions on what's wrong.
How come they can't fix the roof at Mount Pleasant High School? Who runs the place? Well, unfortunately, the legislature does. And this has completely changed from 20 or 30 years ago. 20 or 30 years ago, teachers and educators had control over their classroom and their curriculum. That's all changed.
Education wasn't the only consensus issue. The two candidates are both opposed to lowering the vote for a state budget in the legislature to a simple majority, and both want a delay in implementing California's landmark global warming law, AB 32, a legacy issue for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. But on two other issues near and dear to most Republican voters, Meg Whitman and Steve Poizner clearly differed Monday night. First, taxes. Both want a tax cut to help stimulate California's struggling economy, but tax cuts of vastly different sizes. Steve Poizner wants an across-the-board cut in income taxes, corporate taxes, and sales taxes. He says it's worked in other places.
We took a close look at every situation, every example of a broad across-the-board tax cut in other states in the last 20 years or so. We found a dozen of examples of other states cutting taxes boldly and across the board. And lo and behold, in almost every case, tax revenues went up, not down, immediately.
But Meg Whitman says Poizner's plan would not bring in new revenue fast enough to replace the tax dollars lost in the short term.
That will be a $30 billion budget deficit, $10 billion on top of the 20 that we already have, because that's how much his across-the-board tax cut will be. And the fact is, until we reduce costs in the government, we cannot afford that kind of across-the-board tax cuts.
Whitman proposes a more targeted plan, including cutting taxes on factories and startup businesses. She called these some of the first in a sequence of tax cuts. Steve Poizner jumped on that slower pace of action.
She thinks that we can't afford across-the-board tax cuts. I mean, in a Republican primary? Wow. I mean, so we need to have this debate right now, because we know that Jerry Brown agrees with her, right?
The other notable difference seems to be on how to deal with illegal immigration. Both oppose undocumented immigrants receiving in-state college tuition and adults receiving welfare assistance. But Steve Poizner also supports bans on all services for children and says that should include banning undocumented kids from public schools, something the courts have rejected. After the debate, he denied his position might alienate Latino voters, who left the Republican Party in droves after 1994's Proposition 187.
The question for voters really now is that do they want to elect a governor who will make it a priority to stop illegal immigration? In my view, there's really only one way to do that. I mean, we have to end taxpayer-funded benefits for people that are here illegally.
But Poizner's position is apparently too much for the person most identified with the controversial legacy of Prop 187, former Governor Pete Wilson.
If he was around during 187, I don't recall. But frankly, this went much further than 187.
Wilson is the co-chair of the Whitman campaign and spoke to reporters after the debate. So too did the candidate, who has publicly said she opposed Prop 187 and would not target undocumented children using state services. Both candidates claim they won Monday night's debate. Earlier polls have shown Whitman with a substantial lead over Poizner. Of course, it's still early, with many voters just now starting to take notice. For the California Report, I'm John Myers.
John tweets at events like this one. If you're in the Twitter sphere, add him to your subscription list. You'll find a link at californiareport.org. School districts across California issued more than 23,000 pink slips to teachers and staff members yesterday. It was the state-mandated deadline to warn employees they may not have jobs next year. And with the budget crisis dragging on in Sacramento, it's a fair bet some people will lose their jobs. Outside the headquarters of L.A. Unified, the state's biggest school district, members of the United Teachers of Los Angeles arranged 2,826 empty chairs, one for each pink slip issued yesterday. L.A. Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Save our schools! Save our schools!
Hundreds of teachers stood in front of a sea of empty white chairs, one for each employee slated to be laid off. A.J. Duffy heads United Teachers of Los Angeles, the union representing district teachers.
We've never seen anything like this, even in the early, mid-90s when we had to take a 10% pay cut for a number of years. This is devastating. This is horrible.
In addition to laying off thousands of teachers and health and human services personnel, the district is also considering furloughs. That would mean a sizable pay cut for employees like David James Oakes, who teaches social studies.
Well, I just got a house hoping to get the old economy going, and if I have to take a 16% overall pay cut, it could turn things around for the entire economy because I could lose my place and all the money would go back and I'd lose this and there would go the savings. So it could be a bit devastating.
A spokeswoman at LAUSD declined to comment on the pending layoffs. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
And finally, some good news for LA Unified. 62 teams competed in the California Academic Decathlon over the weekend in Sacramento, and El Camino Real High School of Woodland Hills won. The team has 5 national championships under its belt. Now students get a chance to win a 6th in Omaha, Nebraska next month. The decathlon tests students in 10 areas, including art, literature, science, and math. The focus this year was the French Revolution. An LA team often wins the decathlon, but for the first time this year, the LAUSD took all 3 top spots. John Marshall placed 2nd, Granada Hills Charter placed 3rd. That's the California Report for Tuesday, March 16th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org. And Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com.